Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the Bill Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. We are back at it. We spent hours together yesterday in a bonding experience. We had lunch. We had bartending. Jerry, Eddie, and I had a very late dinner. We were starving as we were eating all sorts of bad foods late at night because we had been drinking Casamigos during the day. And then we got some sports to talk about today as the Yankees win, the Mets lose. Man, that I watched that afternoon after I took a little bit of a nap in the hotel. That Thomas Zupucki, that poor bastard, just got absolutely waylaid yesterday in San Francisco. The J.P. Sears was great for the Yankees last night. We've got a huge Game 5, a pivotal must-win. Not really, but I like making it bigger than it sounds. But a pivotal Game 5 with the Rangers and the Hurricanes tonight as well. Good morning, Boomer. How are you? I feel like I saw you 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm a little tired this morning. You know, trying to get out of the ugly duckling last night wasn't that easy. But thank you to everybody who showed up last night for our Young Professionals Committee. Spring Fling, we like to call it. The Ugly Duckling, a great place over there in Union Square. They got two other places, Rockville Center and I think Long Beach as well. So thank you to them for basically donating the entire space and charge us anything. And that really means a lot to a foundation like ours and 149 beautiful people. Dan from Quarter Ed showed up.
He did.
I told him, I said, you're not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll serve you a drink. You're here. You bought your ticket. I appreciate the support. You're Gio's friend. You're Al's friend.
Whoa, hold on a second. I don't know if he's our friends.
As soon as I told him that, what did he do? He ran to Al and said, did you hear what Boomer said? I'm like, I cannot believe that I am dealing with this in the middle of a foundation event that is coming across so great and so unbelievable. A lot of great people there, a lot of great young people there, which was what it was all about.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know, all I can tell you is I'm exhausted this morning just simply from sitting behind that bar for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. They were relentless with us, and that was a good thing. That's sort of what I wanted. I mean, it was an hour and a half of just a drink after drink after drink. I did make, I think, four margaritas, which were the most intense drink that I made, but most people were very respectful. I had a couple people make the joke about wanting a Malibu Bay Breeze because we had talked about that.
Yes.
But no, it was a lot of Tito's and soda, a lot of Casamigos and soda, a lot of Day Chaser orders. You know, some beers were poured, so everybody was sort of respectful of the fact that we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
I don't know about you. I was giving a healthy pour here and there.
Oh, yeah. No, I've won.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah, one, someone was like, woof, man. Like, you must really like me. And I was like, I just met you. I have no idea. I just don't know what I'm doing back here.
I will say that the a bar owner would not appreciate the way that we were making drinks last night. But, you know, because we had so much Casamigos, we had to make sure that people had their fill and that they were happy. And it seemed like everybody was happy, except there was one young lady from Boston College who was very picky.
The daughter of your friend?
No, it was her friend.
Oh, okay.
And she was the tall blonde in the jean outfit.
Okay.
And man, she was just all over me. Like a little bit more grapefruit, a little bit more soda, a little bit more this, a little bit more that. I was like, I mean, listen.
And she was serious about this.
Oh, very serious. You could tell that she was serious. I mean, she's a Boston College kid, so she's going to be serious nonetheless.
Like, well, what are you doing? Yes.
I find out that I think that she also was a bartender.
Oh, one
so
of those.
So I think she was judging us.
Okay.
And I felt very judged. I don't know about you, but I felt judged, but I had a great time.
Yeah, I felt a little judged, too. You know what's funny is we were up there, and we had three bartender helpers with us upstairs. And then downstairs, I go downstairs to check on Eddie, Al, and Jerry, and they're behind the bar by themselves, like just running the whole thing by themselves. And they had at least four of a portion of it. They had no help.
But here was the best part of the night. When we went downstairs, we saw Al. I saw him behind the middle of the bar. He had a ginormous smile.
He did. Well, he was like drinking tequila.
He was actually enjoying himself. It was in the middle of the night. It was evening.
Middle
of the week. Yeah. It was in the evening, something that he very rarely ever does.
That's right.
And, you know, to get him out of there last night was almost, you know, that was tough.
Yeah, no, he started drinking tequila. That's what it was. He said that everybody was ordering the Casamigos and soda.
Yeah, and then I was like, why am I not drinking this? So I tried it. It was delicious. I had two of them.
Yeah.
While I was behind the bar.
Yes.
But I got that 3-hour nap and it was perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So everything worked out good for you guys yesterday. Everybody seems to be relatively happy this morning.
Yeah.
And we did have two bartenders back there with us when you came down. They must have stepped out for a moment.
Okay.
They were very helpful.
We had Francesca and Jill, and then we had Alfonso and Adrian also helping us out.
Okay. All right. But it was just funny because when I walked downstairs, it was just the three. Behind the bar, no other professionals. I was like, man.
And I also heard that there were some negative comments coming from someone behind that bar in regards to where Gio and I were serving our drinks and where you guys were serving your drinks.
Yeah, we heard that your area was bougie, suit and tie kind of guys.
Yeah, because some guy came down and said, I didn't know you guys were here. This is where the cool people are.
Oh, yeah. Very corporate, they were saying, where our area was.
Well, corporate. They're young. They were young professionals. I wouldn't say corporate.
I'm just telling you what the people said.
Yeah, I think you amplify misinformation once again.
Al?
There's something about your group that likes misinformation, doesn't like to actually be accurate about what's going on.
All the T-shirt guys.
You had the T-shirt guys.
Yeah, we had the T-shirt crew.
All right. Yeah, I know. We did that. We did have the white collar.
We absolutely did. I mean, there were a couple of guys talking to me about certain golf courses and everything. It was like that type of deal.
We had a few guys who were neither young nor professional, but that's okay.
Anyway, well, great night at the Ugly Duckling, and a big thank you to all of them. So, if I would have told you, you should read off the Yankee lineup yesterday. You should read off it's J.P. Sears, right? Mm-hmm. And who was the... I'm trying to think... The bullpen guy, Mattanucci or something. I'm like, well, who are these guys?
Yeah, I mean...
It's amazing how quickly things can go to hell in a handbasket. And unfortunately for the Mets and their young pitcher, it didn't work out in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
But the Yankees' young pitcher came out and did a great job yesterday.
Mattanaccio,
that's it. Yes. I'm like, what?
That's right. So, he threw two innings after Sears threw five very, very impressive innings against the Orioles. Yeah, it didn't go so good for Thomas Zupacki as I was just watching that whole thing unfold in the afternoon. Just bomb, bomb, bomb.
I think Keith Hernandez had a line of the game.
Yeah, he did, where he was walking off the mound, going back into the dugout, and he goes, this is one of those situations where you need your mom. 9 earned runs in an inning and a third.
I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, man. I know. I mean, because if you think about it, and this is funny, so CBS Sports Network puts up this stat here, so Brett Hinchcliffe back in 2001 had a 2-inning, 9-hit, 8-earned run performance. It was Zupacki yesterday, 1 1/3, 7 hits, 9 earned runs, 4 home runs allowed. And Gary, off the top of his head, watching this unfold, remembers, he goes, you know, it was a number of years ago, Brett Hinchcliffe had something like this happen against the Brewers. I don't know if it was this bad, but he remembered how bad it was. And, yeah, you feel terrible for him. I mean, Tom's River gets his first opportunity to start a game. You know, the Mets want to win the series. I mean, and he had no shot. Absolutely no shot yesterday.
All right, so here's the reality for both of these teams. So the Mets are off today. They're traveling back. They may have gotten back already. They're traveling back for an off day, and they open a series with the Phillies over the weekend, and then they have the Washington Nationals. After these six games, when you take a look at the Mets' schedule all the way through June, this is where it gets hot and heavy. This is where they have that big West Coast trip right after this homestand.
Dodgers, Padres, Angels.
Right, and they're all top-end teams. They have the Houston Astros in there. The Miami Marlins are going to start showing up. Now, Miami's not playing great, but again, they've always been a thorn in the side of the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So their schedule through June now, this is the money spot. Remember, last year, got off to a great start. Things were going well, and all of a sudden, the bottom fell out. And so, looking ahead at their schedule like I've done before, I would sit here and tell you that right now they're seven games up on the Braves. This is the moment of where they have to somehow stay around 500 through the month of June. I don't know if they'll be able
to do
it.
You can't be getting swept. You can't have extended losing streaks. I mean, and I really
they lost the series to the Giants.
Yeah, so. I know, and it's the first time, you know, in a very long time that they had lost after a loss. I mean, they had gone.
Look at their pitching situation.
I mean, it was the third best in the history of baseball streak for losing after or winning after a loss. That the Mets had been that good for them. But, yeah, I mean, this is what happens when DeGrom and Scherzer go down and then your third starter, you know, blows up on you and Chris Bassett in this series, and then you have to throw out an inexperienced young guy who gets roasted. I mean, yeah, I mean, this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be an issue for them.
It's rough for them. It's also rough for the Yankees. So looking at the Yankees lineup yesterday, I'm thinking, man, this is like shades of 2018. You know, where Andujar is right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And a year in which he had a very good chance of winning the Rookie of the Year. He didn't win it. That was the year, I believe, Luke Voit came here. They had all these crazy, you know, Tyler Wade, all these different
kind of... Gio Urshela.
Right, all these crazy different kind of situations and batting orders and pitching situations. And they went on, and they had a great season in 2018, regular season anyway. And I don't know. I don't know what Brian Cashman will do. I'm depending on these injuries to Loaisiga now, injuries to, of course, Chapman and Stanton. Stanton goes on the IL. I mean, so you have a lot of things that, you know, and look, all of these things happen to every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of when they happen and do they happen in big clusters or do they happen like, you know, here and there guys out of the lineup. This seems to be like a cluster thing now.
It does seem to be a cluster thing. A cluster F is basically what we're talking about. A
cluster fudge.
Yeah. So you've got Giancarlo Stanton, who originally was a calf thing, but now they're saying a bruised ankle. So
what?
I don't know. I guess that's better.
I guess so. I'd much rather have a bruised ankle than a calf thing.
Or a sore ankle.
Yeah,
he's got
you have a calf
right
thing.
Ankle inflammation.
You got a calf thing?
Mm. Yeah, calf thing's a little bit of a lingering situation, especially for a guy like Giancarlo Stanton that we've seen be out with a lot of muscle injuries.
You're getting tendons and all kinds of stuff like that.
But it's an ankle inflammation, so it's 10-day IL. And then, of course, we knew that Chapman previously was going on the IL. I mean, it's just, it happens every year. You just got to be able
to. Chad Green's gone for 2 years.
You know, I know, which is a real shame because it's been such a workhorse for the Yankees. But, I mean, the Yankees actually, over the last couple of years, some of the most exciting baseball they have played is when their guys have been hurt. Like, they have withstood the injuries pretty well. The Mets, on the other hand, you could point right to the Jacob DeGrom injury last year is when they really fell off the face of the earth. They don't deal as well with injuries. The Yankees, over the last few years, have been able to withstand these massive amount of injuries and still make the playoffs.
Well, let's see what happens with Buckball, right?
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to. He's got to try to patch this thing together, keep it going, and, you know, win two, lose one, win two, lose one, don't lose three, win two, lose one, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And he's going to have to do it through June. And at least that's from a fan's perspective, at least me sitting here. That's not the way they're going to be thinking. Of course, it's going to be the way I'm thinking. And then, you know, for the Yankees, man, I'll tell you, when you think about at least their starting rotation is intact, and to be able to get seven innings out of two really young players the way they got yesterday, and I know it was against the Orioles, to win 2-0, hey, you're going to take it and move on. You win a series, you move on.
Exactly. I mean, that's what both teams were hoping for, and one of them got it. But, yeah, no, I mean, that's what you needed to do. There's no way that you could lose another game to the Orioles. Every time you lose a game to the Orioles, it feels like you lose two because you're wasting an opportunity to beat up on such a bad team. And also, we didn't mention, you know, LeMahieu out of the lineup because of the left wrist discomfort, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's another guy, another ailing person for the Yankees.
There were two things that happened last night, and if you watched either one of them or you were able to flip back and forth between the two of them the way that I was doing last night when I got home from the Ugly Duckling,
mm-hmm.
you saw the disparity between what's going on in the NBA playoffs and what's happening in the NHL playoffs. So the NBA playoffs, you know, Boston wins. I mean, maybe it could have been one of the ugliest games that you could have watched from a basketball
series.
It was just brutal, man. Absolutely brutal. And, you know, and even the guys doing the game and the halftime and everything and the post-game stuff, you know, it was just awful. I mean, there was no flow to the game. There was nothing. There was a lot of guys injured. There's guys banging around. There's guys missing shots. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So Boston goes on to win. It's a huge win for them. They're one win away from winning that series and making it to the finals. I don't know if either one of these teams can hang with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think so either. Maybe they win one game, but man, I'll tell you, if the Warriors stay healthy, there's no way. And then you have the Blues and the Avalanche. Now, the Avalanche have a player, his name's Nathan MacKinnon. And Nathan MacKinnon, I would probably say, is the second best player in the NHL today. His speed, his size, his ability to stick handle and shoot is off the charts. They were steamrolling the St. Louis Blues at home last night in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they were just going. And Nathan MacKinnon scores a hat trick. And I mean, and the third goal was end-to-end. It was end-to-end. It was like 25 miles an hour, maybe even 30 miles an hour. And he is flying down the ice, and nobody can stop him. And he scores what appears to be the game-winning goal with about 3 minutes to go in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up 4-3, place is going crazy. I don't even know how the Blues even got three goals anyway, because they were getting steamrolled the first two periods. Somehow, someway, the Blues tied the game 6-on-5 with the goalie pulled with less than a minute to go in the game in Colorado. So imagine this.
Yeah.
So they score the tying goal with less than a minute to go in the game. And then in overtime, puck bounces one way, the other way, and the guy by name of Tyler Bozak picks it up, and he circles around in front of the net for the Colorado Avalanche, takes a slap shot from about 30 feet out, and somehow Darcy Kemper, the goalie for the Colorado Avalanche, doesn't see it. It goes in, and the Blues win. And now they go home down 3-2. Remember, the Blues and the Avalanche have been in a fight because...
Yeah, back and forth, running the goaltender, the whole thing.
That's exactly right, because the Blues lost their starting goaltender, Binnington, due to a Nazem Kadri hit that was, I think, because of the defender of Colorado, but the Colorado Avalanche don't see it that way. But anyway, it has been incredible to watch these things unfold. And meanwhile, unfortunately for the NBA, these games are not all that exciting.
You know, there is something about the NBA that I will tell you after Jerry's update. Now, he may put it in the update. I should probably tell him to hold it. That I think you're going to love. It's about a local team. You are going to love this.
Oh, I'm going to love it, huh?
You are going to love it so much. I cannot wait to tell you this news that I read yesterday. It's almost
they
like
did not give Kyrie Irving an
it is almost
today.
Like a franchise in town is listening to you.
All right.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.